I went around to various people to try and get work. The first question they asked me would be, which college did I go to? And I didn't go to college. And the second question would be, who's published my work before? And of course, because I was working in another field, no one had published my work. My name's Harry Harrison. I'm 53 years old. I've lived in Hong Kong for 21 years. And I am from the UK. I have worked in the UK, but now I live in Hong Kong and have done for the last 20 years. And I'm a freelance illustrator and cartoonist, and one of my jobs is a political cartoonist for the South China Morning Post. The end of 1988 was when I got my first job published. I was working in London as a interior designer. All I wanted to do was draw cartoons and illustrations. I went around to various people to try and get work. The first question they asked me would be, which college did I go to? And I didn't go to college. And the second question would be, who's published my work before? And of course, because I was working in another field, no one had published my work. In the UK, they weren't very open to giving people a chance unless you had some sort of what they call a pedigree, like you'd sort of paid your dues and were part of this club where they'd let you do something. And I didn't like being knocked back just because I hadn't done some invisible thing that meant I could belong to this group of people that were allowed to do the work, if you see what I mean. So after probably a few years of trying this, I eventually went to Australia with a portfolio of cartoons and illustrations. I had some drawings that I'd done for friends and family in a portfolio, and I was wondering who to show my drawings to. I'd been to one company and I got work with them because they're a design company. I went to a bar and I bumped into someone that I knew from England, and he was having a drink with these two graphic designers who worked for the magazines in Australia, in Sydney, the Australian Consolidated Press. And he mentioned to them that I was a cartoonist and illustrator, and they said, oh, you should call this guy. And they gave me a phone number of the creative director of Australian Consolidated Press. And so I rang him and he said, yeah, come in. And I showed him my work. And he just handed me a story and said, here, read this. I need the illustration by Tuesday. Fax me a rough. But back then we used faxes, not email, because there was no email. But that was my first job. It was very exciting for me. But it was in Australian Women's Weekly magazine, and it was just a story about a mother whose daughter went to college or something like that. I was very excited. It was my first published piece of work, and I rang my mother back in the UK and told her, and she was very excited. And I can't remember how much. I think it may have been around 125 Australian dollars. I definitely went to some bars. I also probably paid some rent, because I had to pay rent as well. I just used it to live on, basically, because I was there with nothing. I got there with not much money and I needed to work. And I've always been grateful to Australians ever since, because they had the right attitude where they give someone a chance to prove, you know, if you mess up, then of course they won't ask you to do it again. But if you show you can do something and they can see your drawings and they think, well, he can do this, it doesn't matter if he hasn't been to college or, you know, because what we've got here is some drawings that obviously prove that he can do this job. Then I went back to the UK with a portfolio of drawings that had been published in Australia and some in Hong Kong, and then I found it easier to find work. Subsequently, I'm a member of the Professional Cartoonist Organisation of Great Britain, even though I live in Hong Kong, and I'm the only one that doesn't live in the UK as a member. People will always put you down everywhere. Everywhere you go, there'll be somebody there who doesn't like what you're doing, or is jealous of what you're doing, or doesn't want you to do what you're doing, and they will try to stop you from doing what you're doing. If you really want to do something, you just have to keep pushing. And if you can't do it one way, you find another way of doing it.